part of the deal, but at the same time, it's still gotta be frustrating seeing that list.
Well, sure, but it's just a part of the game, and we gotta adjust. We gotta do all we can, and hopefully, we've trained the younger guys to come up and play, and you know, find a way to get a yard or two. So that's what we're trying to do.
As far as your game plan, how much of a challenge has it been with so many guys being out?
Well, you know, we've always thought that because, you know, you go in a game with 46 anyway. So your depth at certain positions, even throughout the year, is somewhat limited. So you try to put enough of different personnels that you can get out of a game if you get a problem. So we've always tried to adjust, and we've always tried to still do our core stuff with different people. So there's a little bit of a challenge, but it's something it's kind of learned. We have an educated process in how we do that anyway. So.
In San Diego, you guys had a great first drive and then only a field goal after that. Were you okay with the team?
The first half, I thought we had good operation. We stymied, end up with a big penalty in the second drive, and that kind of, we seemed to stumble after that. From then on, we just didn't make our yards. He went in, got a little nicked. CJ wasn't running, so that kind of slowed us down in that regard. You know, we got Joanne in, got some carries, but they started loading up the box, and just one of those things. We got out with a win. We would have liked to have a little bit more yards in the second half and more points, but we got away from a win, and we did a good job as far as hanging on and doing what we needed to do. We made some drives. We killed some clock. We didn't get any points out of it. That's our biggest thing. We need to operate at the end. We need to finish drives.
What kind of progress have you seen for Brock in these three games?
Well, I think his confidence has risen. Obviously, you know, he's always been a confident guy, but just making a couple throws here and there. And we, you know, just running the deal. It's not an easy deal to get 10 guys to follow you. And certainly our guys will jump in line. But he's kind of run the offense and done some things. Certainly he's done a very good job as far as managing games. Somebody said something about managing games. He's always managing. Quarterbacks will. That's what we train him to do. You know, get us in the right run. Everybody's done that from day one of OTA. So he's done a very good job with that. But just handling the calls, too, getting in and out of the huddle.
What has Brock done that's kind of stood out to you off the field in meetings and how he's kind of been handling this?
Oh, I don't think he's changed a bit, quite honestly. He's been very positive from, you know, whenever we could start meeting with him. I can't even remember. That was May or something. He's been real good about that, asking the right questions. You know, he studies because he comes back the next day with studies, with good questions, and he's done that. He's continued to do that. He really hasn't changed very much.
You don't want him, obviously, taking sacks, but at the same time, that's better than putting the ball in a bad situation.
Well,
how do you have that conversation? Because throwing it away is a step better than taking it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fine line, just making a decision, quick decision. That's what we're trying to get him to do, and try not to see too much. See your progression, see where the ball should go, and see what they're giving you and go from there. And, you know, he's made some steps from the first day. You know, against Kansas City, there was, you know, things were flying everywhere, and you know, he did a good job. Now he's, you know, he seems to have settled in that regard anyway. So,
okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.